The UN observers examined more than 50 homes that had been burned or destroyed in the attack, which took place on the 12th of July. They found pools of blood and brain matter inside some of them. This Norwegian officer headed the team that was in Tromsø on Sunday.
We entered the village of Tromsø and are looking at some of the destroyed buildings and some of the remnants of war from the fighting. So far we've seen a number of burned out buildings, and we have seen a lot of remnants of war in terms of shelling, bullet holes, etc.
The UN observers confirmed that weapons such as artillery, mortars and small arms had been fired in the village. They also interviewed nearly 30 residents who indicated that the attack began with shelling in the wee hours last Thursday, followed by ground operations. This man held up a blood-soaked mattress, which was among clothes and other items scattered on the floor of a bullet-ridden school building where people had sought refuge. An UNSMIS statement said villagers reported that the army had conducted house-to-house searches, asking for men and their ID cards. Following this, numerous men were then killed or taken out of the village. At a gravesite, a woman in a brown dress beat the ground and threw sand on her head. This young woman, a recent newlywed, was inconsolable.
I have been married only for 20 days. His name is Milad. They took him and they took the body and they haven't returned the body yet.
Based on the destruction that the monitors had observed, plus witness accounts, the UN mission said army defectors and activists apparently had been targeted in Tromsø. The number of casualties was uncertain, and UNSMIS said it will seek further verification. Deanne Penn, United Nations.